When you don't have access to a radio or computer, listen to us on your mobile device. Download the free app for Android or iPhone at radioonthego.com. Stay connected all the time to 104.9 KLMJ, Radio on the Go.
There's no place like home, especially when it comes to banking. Hi, this is Carol Sandersfeld, inviting you to stop in and visit with us. You'll always find friendly service, and you can be assured we reinvest your money right back into the community with local people. Your money may be helping a friend or neighbor buy their first house, purchase a vehicle, or start up or expand their business. We just wanted you to know where you choose to bank really does matter. Together, we are making our local communities better and stronger. Thank you for placing your trust in us. First Bank Hampton is a member FDIC and an equal housing lender.
Welcome to the Radio on the Go Newsmaker program, brought to you by First Bank Hampton. Newsmaker is a featured interview with people who are making a difference and are making news in our local communities. Each Monday through Friday at this time, you will hear a featured interview from the Radio on the Go News Department, featuring local politicians, school officials, faith leaders, volunteers, police chiefs, firefighters, and others from a variety of backgrounds and influences to keep you informed. Here is today's First Bank Hampton Newsmaker interview.
Good afternoon. On today's Radio on the Go Newsmaker program, we are joined by National Weather Service meteorologist Ken Podrazek from Des Moines. We wanted to bring him in today to talk about dry conditions, the drought that we're in, maybe put a historic perspective on this a little bit. And Ken, thanks for joining us. I guess one of the things I wanted to ask you to start is, why have we been so dry? Is it again because of the way the storm track has been?
Yeah, there's been a large upper ridge that's just been planted over basically the southeast part of the country, and it's just really just blocking any kind of major system to enter the region. You know, we'll get a couple little ripples, I guess, so to speak, within the upper flow with this ridge, but, you know, no major low-pressure system really ends up to mean your rain producers and widespread heavy rain.
Take us back now. We've kind of been stuck in this for, what, about 2 weeks?
We had some frost, you know, right before Memorial Day. It may end up being like a cold, kind of dreary month, but we were still below normal for precipitation, even though we had several days of even just some measurable precipitation. We are starting to see some drought conditions creep into northwest Iowa, and that's really started to spread further south and east. And now with the new drought monitor out, pretty much the northern half of the state is in moderate drought, which is a D1. We call it D1 drought. Right now we're looking at, it's 56% of the state is covered in D1 or D2 drought. So it's pretty significant. Based on last week, you know, we're only at 37% for drought conditions. So it's pretty significant to increase in the past week.
I was reading the other day that somebody was starting to compare this to maybe some of the droughts that we had back in the 80s, like 1988, sprung up in that article I read. Can you put like a historic look on that?
Drought in the 80s, that one, like, it caused, you know, as far as today's dollars, worth about $130 billion. You know, back then it was only, you know, about $60 billion in damage. A lot of that's in for crop damage and things like that. Time will tell how this will compare fairly early. That was over kind of a two-year span. Last year we did have a little bit of a drought conditions across the west central part of the state. That was somewhat alleviated from a little bit of snow and rain over the fall and winter, and some of that at derecho in August. Even though there was a lot of wind damage, we did get some rain from that that helped alleviate some of the drought conditions. But, you know, time will tell how this will compare the late 80s drought there. Looking back, too, just some recent ones, we did have a drought back in 2012 and 2013 where we had significant drought conditions across the state. Looking at how much that costs, like crops and things like that, you know, that was right around the roughly about $35 billion across the Midwest. You know, not as significant as the 88, 89 one, but still pretty detrimental to farmers for sure.
Looking your crystal ball, looking more longer range, let's say out 10 to 14 days or maybe even a little bit further beyond, any inkling that this is going to change?
Unfortunately, no. Looks like we got this high building back in over the weekend and just going to be dominating through much next week. You know, at least out until late third week of June, we're going to be above normal for temperatures-wise, more than likely leaning toward below normal precipitation, which is definitely going to most likely expand or worsen the drought conditions for a good chunk of Iowa.
Given the drought and the deficits, it's going to take a pretty good amount of moisture to even get close to being back where we should be, right?
Yeah, I was looking at some of our climate sites at Des Moines through June 9th. we should have normal values here of 15.47 inches of liquid precipitation. So that does include snow, melted down, that kind of thing. Period of record, we just got new record climate normals. That's from 1991 to 2020. So far, though, we've observed 8.72 inches through the year to date. So we're, 6.7 inches of liquid below your normal value. So at least we need a good 6 to 7 inches just to get us back up to the normal value. So, and then going back a full year, back to June of last year, Des Moines probably a little bit spared, but across the north and west, there's places that are anywhere from 8 to 10 to even almost a foot of rainfall below normal for the past year from that June 9th to June 9th time frame. Yeah, it's going to take a good amount of rainfall to get us out of drought. Hopefully, we don't get it all at once because that'll cause some significant flooding, but what we need is just a wet, rainy pattern to really, help out the farmers.
Our thanks to Kim Petrozic, today's guest on the Radio On The Go Newsmaker program.
Today's Newsmaker interview has been sponsored by First Bank Hampton. You can hear today's interview or past interviews on demand in their entirety by visiting the Newsmaker page at radioonthego.com. The First Bank Hampton Newsmaker program is also a part of our podcast, which can be subscribed to for free in iTunes or Stitcher.
Take advantage of today's low interest rates by buying or refinancing a home. Hi, this is Colleen Moritz with First Bank Hampton. Our mortgage lenders are ready to work with you to find the best options, rates, and terms to fit your personal needs. In addition to first mortgages and refinancing, we also offer home equity lines of credit and home improvement loans. Both are fantastic ways to make updates and improvements to your home. When you're ready to get started, stop in and give us a call. We'd be happy to visit with you. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.